Planeta bolilor rare.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I'm inviting you at Radio Noro today to find out more about rare diseases at the planet of rare diseases. We are continuing our conversation with passionate people involved in rare diseases at the international level. Parents and national organization leaders are working at European and international level because of the need to advocate for the cause and to fight for rare diseases to become a priority. We will talk today with another board member of EURORDIS from Germany. Jeske Wecher was elected to the board of directors of EURORDIS in 2012. She has three children. Her eldest son suffers from an autosomal recessive congenital acanthosis. Jeske was involved in the German patient organization since 1997. Since 2000, she has co-organized their annual meetings and she was part of their board of directors from 2001 until 2006. Her current involvement in the association consists of supporting members in asserting their claims to the authorities and health insurances. In 2004, she started working towards founding a European network of ichthyosis, which was legalized in 2010, and for which she currently serves as chief executive on a voluntary basis. In addition, she has also served as a member of the board of directors for AHESE, the German Alliance for Rare Diseases, for several years. Jeske is a member of the Council of European Federations. Dorica Dunn is attending the EURORDIS board meeting in Paris and she is talking with Jeske for Radio Noro, the voice of patients.
My name is Jeske Wehr. I'm almost 50 years old and I'm a mother of three children. They are pretty old already. 32 is my daughter, she's got her own family. And my sons are Johannes, he's 20, and Konstantin, he's 18. And my Johannes, he's got the rare disease, it's an ichthyosis. And this is a very rare skin condition. And shortly after he was born, we were very lucky to find the patient association. And we had very fast contact to a specialist, the only specialist in Germany at that time. And since I thought this patient association gave me a lot in the first 3-4 months, because they helped me with the care and they helped me what kind of social assistance I could get and stuff like that. When he was 4, so when his youngest brother was 2, I started to be part of the active team of this patient associations, and we started with just organizing the meeting. And in 2000, I went the first time for a meeting with the BAG Selbsthilfe, which is a big association for all patient associations. It's called Rare Chronical Diseases. But I only was there once because this was too early for me because my kids were very small. And in 2006, I started to go to the EURORDIS meetings, which was very interesting. And by that time, Johannes was already 10 years old and I could bring him to his grandmother. So that's when I started traveling around the world. And I accompanied the EURORDIS meetings since then. I missed one in Madrid 2 years ago. No, last year, 2015, due to personal reasons. We started in 2010 the European Network for Ichthyosis because we thought that gathering together on European level for a disease-specific group would be as important as it is for not disease-specific, like EURORDIS. Because we thought that exchanging the knowledge between the different countries and the different ways of therapy being applied in the countries, that would be fascinating, and it was. It was really wonderful, and we started the process in 2004 already, 2003 actually. We had the first World Congress and we had of ichthyosis. It was organized by Professor Traub at Münster, and he asked me whether we would like to join, and that's when I started to gather the European patient associations. And in 2010 in Krakow, on the EURORDIS membership meeting, we founded the European Network. At that time, I had spent 3 years at the AXA board already. I was elected due to a lack of other candidates, I think. Well, that's what I thought that time. But in 2010, I realized that personal problems at home would keep me away from AXA and from the national plan, because that was when it started to be built. And I decided to step back from AXA. And I did fewer things for 2 years. And in 2012, I decided to be a candidate to the Eurodis Board of Directors. And I got elected, and I was very, very happy. And since then, I am on board of Eurodis. And since, spring this year, I'm back on AXA board as well, the National Alliance in Germany. And I think it is very important to have this link between the National Alliance in Germany and Eurodis, because there's so many things we discuss on the Eurodis board about European policies. There's many countries where it is possible, but especially the German system is very, very federalistic. And there's so many people in charge of so many things, independently from each other, that it, for me, it always needs a lot of explaining to my German colleagues what the European way was supposed to be, and what is the target, what is the goal in the end. And to explain the Eurodis board, well, this won't work like that in Germany. We will have a different approach. We have to have a different approach, because it's not working the other way. I think that there's still not enough patient advocates in every region, whether it's disease-specific or not. I think that much more patients should have the self-esteem to get up and say, well, yes, I can. I cannot do it on European level, and I cannot do it on national level, but I can do it on regional level. I could visit families around. I could just be of some help. It doesn't have to mean that you go to policy, that you go to the ambassadors, to whatever, that you try to raise funds. There's people who are able to raise funds, and there's people who are not. I'm not able to raise funds, for example. That's absolutely not mine. But what I can do is talk to people and explain, what is a rare disease? What is my rare disease? How can you help people? I think this is the main message I would like to spread around the world.
A message for our listener.
Well, I already said that. I think the most important thing is that every patient is willing to help the others. Because helping is not only giving. Helping is always getting. Because if you look at someone, you just explained a simple thing, which was absolutely natural to you. For him, it might be the wonderfulest thing in the world. And the smile you get back, that's worth it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ichthyosis refers to a relatively uncommon group of skin disorders characterized by the presence of excessive amounts of dry surface scales. It is regarded as a disorder of keratinizing or cornification, and it is due to abnormal epidermal differentiation or metabolism. The ichthyosiform dermatosis may be classified according to clinical manifestations and genetic presentation, and also histologic findings. Inherited and acquired forms of ichthyosis have been described, and ocular alterations may occur in specific subtypes. 5 distinct types of inherited ichthyosis are noted as follows: ichthyosis vulgaris, lamellar ichthyosis, epidermal keratosis, congenital ichthyosiform, erythroderma, and X-linked ichthyosis. I'm Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I want to thank you for listening to our show, and I'm inviting you again next week at the Rare Diseases Planet.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.